You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests. Joe Vargas is in the house, Behind the Badge OC and Cops for Kids. Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. And repeat offender, Jay Kaplan's in the house, The Loan Source, our reverse mortgage expert. Welcome, Jay.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Well, I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money. I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I have a problem today. Well, I have a problem most days, but my dilemma today, now we're booked into the Yorba Linda Lobster Fest tonight, and it's all you can eat steak and lobster. And I don't eat the steak part, little medical issues, but the lobster, I'll do justice there. But today is National Pizza Party Day. What is a guy to do when you love pizza and you're going for well, I love the lobster too. So we might have to hold one over until tomorrow. Now, maybe we'll just have to celebrate National Endangered Species Day. Yeah, that might not cause a problem. Some people are out there celebrating National Quiche Lorraine Day. Not sure. But we'll move straight along this morning. Anything going on in the news? Did we see any news coming out today? Well, yeah, the National Association of Realtors did have a little bit of commentary telling us that sales of existing single-family homes rose 1.7% in April to an annualized rate of 5.45 million homes. Expectation was for 5.4 million. So that was a nice miss on the positive side. We are seeing a little bit of an improvement in the Dow Jones, a little bit of deterioration in the U.S. 10-year Treasury, which means interest rates should be dropping a little bit as we continue watching those numbers. And I've told you that we're actually heading down to a 10-year Treasury of 1.4%. Now, when you look at that being today that the 10-year Treasury, as I'm speaking to you, is 1.845. Yeah, that's about a 20% drop is what I'm looking for in the yield on the 10-year Treasury. Senior citizens, I'm sorry, because that's who gets affected most by fixed income and the bond rates like that. So that is the seniors that will feel that the most. But you know me, I don't like to bring out a problem. I'll report on them, but I would much rather, if I've got an issue, isn't it better to bring in, if you have an issue, share a solution? So even though I've been telling you right along that interest rates are going down and it's going to hurt the seniors most, Jay Kaplan's in the house. He may have a solution that can help our seniors. Now, the area that, you know, Jay's really, really good at what he does here, but the issue that I got to really be careful of is the area that hurts our seniors the most. It's who we elect in the state of confusion. And the reason I say it's who we elect in the state of confusion is because the national average for gasoline is $2.273. Yet here in the state of confusion, we are still paying 14 cents a gallon more than they pay in Hawaii. We lead the nation at $2.80.1 a gallon of gas. That hurts everybody because no matter what they want to say about tax the rich, when you tax the gas, it hits everybody. And Benedict Arnold, we know that he's the one that put this in place. So we're paying for it now. Benedict Arnold Schwarzenegger helped us there, or gave us a good swift kick. So we are at $2.80.1 a gallon is our average right here in the state of confusion. Unbelievable. Talking about politicians, and ironically, we're going to talk quite a bit about what the media is doing to us. I wouldn't say for us, but doing to us. New poll came out, and it's the very interesting when you look at some of these polls, and they're talking about political correctness. Now, there's a lot of areas in our country we're seeing that a lot of people are a little upset with this political correctness. But I've been watching, and being that we are our flagship station, ESPN AM 1700, think about this one. There's a conflict about the name of the Washington NFL team. Yeah, the Redskins. I'm not afraid to say it. Well, a new poll, 9 in 10 Native Americans are not offended by the name either. Wonder who it is that's offended by the name. Isn't it part of our history? Hate when we keep trying to change history in our country, but that's the newest poll came out by the ultra-conservative. I don't think anybody would call Jeff Bezos ultra-conservative. This came out from the Washington Post. So you got to wonder. I mean, they do have probably a little bit of a bias toward liberalism with Mr. Bezos. Just a thought there. You know, you always, whenever I get these polls, I like to know who did them. Even when I look in the mail right now, and you're probably like me here in the state of confusion, we are getting inundated with all kinds of mail from politicians. And personally, what I do is I look at the fine print on the back of those mailers. Who paid for it? I want to know who paid for it, because that's going to give me an idea as to what the slant is. Because I look at a lot of news stations every day. I look at CNN and Fox News. I might even be the only person in America that still looks at all at MSNBC. Not too many people are watching that station. But the issue being is you watch the same story on these different stations. You think that it was a completely different story. So there's an interesting one. That's one of the spins I use for looking at the mailers that you're probably getting inundated with. I'm actually going to... Believe it or not, in the Your Credit Matters segment, I've actually got an article and a report on, you're not going to believe this, it's probably the first time I've ever said something that somebody might construe as positive, but Maxine Waters has something to say.
You're absolutely useless.
No, that wasn't supposed to happen right there, but you know, it is Maxine Waters. I'm going to hear what she has to say. The Your Credit Matters segment today has got an interesting article from her. But we are culminating we have to share a couple of events. In addition to Yorba Linda Lobster Fest, if you're going to be there, come say hello. We'll be there tonight. But on another note, and obviously they raise a lot of money for a lot of great causes, we're culminating Police Appreciation Week today. And I did share the sad news during this current week. But this tomorrow and Sunday, easy for me to say, tomorrow and Sunday, if you're not listening to this broadcast on Friday, that tomorrow is Saturday, May 21st, there's a great event coming through Anaheim. I think it's going to go through Orange, Irvine. It's called TheAmericaRide.com. Saturday, May 21st and Sunday, May 22nd. It is a festival. They've got music going on there. They're going from, I think it's Lincoln and State College, all the way over to Irvine Park. They tell me there's going to be about 1,500 motorcycles there. The sad part of it is the Grand Marshal passed away during the week, so we will not see the Grand Marshal this weekend. That was going to be Anaheim police dog Bruno. So there'll be a little bit of sadness in the event, but it is for a great cause. The cause that they are raising money for is American veterans. And there are 22 veterans every single day who take their own life. And the mission of this event is 22-0. Getting some dogs, patriotic dogs or service dogs to help the Patriots. Great event. If you can't join the event, that's fine. Send your money. That they'll be able to do some good stuff with the money, even if you can't be there. TheAmericaRide.com is the source. TheAmericaRide.com. We'll talk about that. There's a lot going on with the police department. I am a big proponent of the police. So if you think that this is going to be one of those broadcasts that bash officers, say yes, sir, yes, ma'am, to officers. And I guarantee you'll see that they're good people. I'm just my personal opinion. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Should we rent or should we buy? That's the question. Comprehensive credit system reform. Talk about that. The FHA. A lot of people think about FHA for first-time home buyers, but they're proposing some new rules for the home equity conversion mortgage, the reverse mortgage. What would the FHA have to do with the reverse mortgage? We're going to talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But you can catch the replay, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel and the numeral 1 on YouTube. About 400,000 people this month are going to watch the replay right there. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Well, Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. You just need to go there. There's a big button on the top left and the top middle. Those are the two buttons I like on their site. So just check those out. Great information for you to help you get your credit scores enhanced. Now, I've shared with you before that more often than not, I have this real dilemma. I'm not sure I've ever heard Maxine Waters say anything beyond good morning that I might have agreed with. And I had to double check my watch to make sure it still was morning. But she's coming out with a comprehensive credit system reform. Tried this once before in 2014. It didn't go anywhere. But now the newest version, HR 5282, to make the credit reporting system fairer, more accurate, and less confusing. Wouldn't that be a surprise? But some of the key points there are protecting the credit standing of consumers who have been victims of predatory and abusive practices related to foreclosures caused by discriminatory loans. How do you define that? I'm not exactly sure how you can quantify all of that part that she's giving there, but if it was quantifiable, might not be a bad idea. Shifting the burden of proof from consumers to credit bureaus and furnishers to prove the accuracy and completeness of credit information during the dispute process. May not be a bad idea. That way they can't just continually say, we checked it, Mr. Consumer, you're wrong, end of story. And shortening the time that most adverse credit information stays on credit reports down to 4 years and quickly removing settled or paid debts. Might be an interesting one there, but then again, we do have this issue that Ms. Waters might be missing. It's called a lobby. And a lot of politicians understand the lobby, and they must have a pretty strong one at the credit bureaus, because who else do you know that can get away with 600,000 complaints a year? Last number that I heard, 600,000 complaints a year is what they get, and they still stay in business. Just a thought. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. As we continue and conclude the formal portion of our Police Appreciation Week, to me, it never ends. I always am appreciative of what the police officers do. Joe Vargas is in the house, and we're going to chat with Joe a little bit. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you.
So you've got a little police experience.
Oh, yeah.
Just one or 2 days? So Behind the Badge OC, what is it? Tell us a little bit about the company.
Behind the Badge OC is a social media site, but we like to say we tell news from a law enforcement perspective. You know, we try to engage the public in the experience of policing through storytelling.
Well, one of the things that I believe that most of us as laymen look at is we want the police to go out there and do a great job. And I think we're probably better off if we don't know how they do it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there's a lot of stuff that they have to do that we don't really want to know about.
Well, take for example, nobody wants to wrestle the naked guy who's running around up and down the street.
Absolutely.
High on drugs. I mean, that's probably the ugliest side of policing that you will see. But because it's never anybody naked that anybody would want to see.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's the type of thing where we're dealing with things that most people don't want to know about.
That seems to be the whole issue. So how do we, you know, in this environment, I'm a big pro police person. I'd probably be the worst person that a defense attorney would ever want to see on a jury, right? Because I come at it from the standpoint, police are correct, and they're just doing what we want them to do. So how is it that we've got to this point in our society that policing is looked at as, you know, everyone wants to take a picture of a police officer to see if they're going to catch them doing something wrong?
Yeah. Well, I think it's just a sign of the age that we live in, where small voices can be very loud depending on what platform they're announcing from. You know, in my experience, and I've traveled all over the world, policing in the United States is still amongst some of the finest that I've ever seen. And I would have to go with my experience. I haven't just seen one or two incidents. I've been around thousands of police officers in 30 years. And all I ever see is great professionalism and humanity from police officers. And I want to say that's pretty much what happens every day across the country.
Between the media and television, I think most of us get the misperception. Chief Quesada from Anaheim was in earlier this week. And I don't remember whether it was him or Sergeant Wyatt was saying 1% of the police activity nationwide involves use of force.
I think the last data I saw, it's actually less than that.
Less than 1%.
The chances that you're going to end up in a knockdown, drag out, or use of force are very slim. I spent a 30-year career, and the only time my gun went off was accidentally.
Oh, really?
and that was my fault. But when you look at what happens is, always remember this, there is no easy way to put handcuffs on somebody when they don't want them put on.
Makes sense. And the police officers really didn't get up in the morning saying, I want to put handcuffs on somebody.
Right. They're only responding to whatever behavior the subject is engaging in. You mentioned earlier, compliance would go a long way towards eliminating a lot of the negative contacts that police officers have.
So how do we get the police force? One of the things that I see that maybe the police departments could do better is we don't always hear. I mean, we might hear from the wrong sources. They're giving a message. They'll do a briefer to the media. And then the media goes and tells the story that they want us to tell or the story that they think is going to sell.
Yeah.
How can a police department get them to go direct to the consumer?
Well, first of all, in today's modern age, you don't need to depend on mainstream media to tell your story. We have Facebook. We have all these social media platforms. There has been some reluctance from police agencies to try to engage in that. And it's difficult sometimes for them to change. But I think we're seeing the benefit of it now. Tell your story before somebody else tells it for you.
But are their hands handcuffed? Pardon the pun. But, you know, if a police department goes out and tells us the story about, I'll just use an example. I think last Thursday we had a shooting right here around the corner from where we're broadcasting. And the suspect then went to a school and then turned himself in. But the police department has to make a case. Mm-hmm. So they have to keep, you know, certain details confidential. So they're leaving the story to be somebody else to be told that may not have it accurate.
I think there's a lot that police departments can say that will not in any way endanger a case. If nothing else, tell them what you're doing. Speak in action statements, because what people don't realize oftentimes is when anything major happens, it's all hands on deck. There's a lot going on. You've got investigators, you've got forensic people, you've got supervisors, you've got DAs involved in all this. There's a lot going on that the public doesn't know, and we need to be better at educating people about what's really happening.
So I'll put you on the spot a little bit, Joe. If they had followed your guidance, your counsel that you're talking about this morning in a case like Ferguson, do you think it would have minimized, or did those people go out there with an agenda anyway?
I think that strong communication skills, and that takes place before it happened, being engaged with that community would have gone a long way, but my biggest problem with Ferguson was not addressing the false narrative. The hands up, don't shoot. Never happened.
Right.
Yet across the country, we have NFL teams coming onto the field with their hands up. We have people performing at the Super Bowl mentioning hands up, don't shoot. And it never happened. You read the 89-page DO Department of Justice report, and they pretty much mitigate that and say it never happened.
And the Department of Justice really was, in my opinion, they got into it from a biased standpoint. They were looking for something that happened.
Right.
You know, so when they come out and say that it didn't happen, but that doesn't catch the news, it doesn't catch the social media as much as it really needs to. So question for you then, is that causing a crisis in law enforcement?
Well, I think that yes, there is a crisis. The fact that law enforcement has had to make a lot of changes. You know, the introduction of body cameras, great. I'm a big champion of body cameras. It's costing the taxpayers millions of dollars across the country to introduce this money that could have been spent on deploying more police officers and investigators. But the public wants it. Most officers are very comfortable with body cameras. But yes, it's caused changes in behavior. But it's the way that they're responding to it that I really am, you know, pleased with. And that is departments are becoming more transparent. They're talking more than ever. And every day, police officers engage in amazing performance and behavior that's very human, very real. But like I tell departments all the time, if nobody knows about it, it might as well have never happened.
It's a shame that more of and maybe it's just a timing issue. Mm-hmm. We need to get more of the departments following that counsel that you're giving. You know, I the chief, when he was here, told us about three or four stories earlier in the week that I never, and I watch more news than probably 90% of the people in the world. Never saw any of them. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had Frank Shankwitz here on the broadcast several times. He was the founder of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. He was a police officer at Arizona Highway Patrol. Founded a great organization because of wanting to do something good for a little boy. Right? And that happens all the time, but we don't hear about it.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things we're trying to get through in Behind the Badge. We're trying to tell those stories that aren't getting told. We're reaching out to departments and going into the briefing rooms and going into the meetings and finding out what amazing thing did you guys do today, whether it was arresting a bad guy or bringing groceries to a homeless family. We really think the public needs to see that police officers are some of the finest human beings you will ever meet.
I absolutely believe it, and that's why we're getting so involved. Police Appreciation Week. You see a police. I said this all week long. If you see a police officer at Starbucks today, buy them coffee. If you see them at Denny's or at your local coffee shop or at Kimmy's, buy them breakfast. Say thank you. They are out there doing a great job, and they have a wish. Every officer I've ever talked to, and I'm not gonna. We'll talk about this when we come back, Joe. But every officer I've ever talked to has one main goal when they get up in the morning and go to work. And it's not something that a civilian would ever think of. We'll talk about that goal when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your current events, real estate, financial markets. We're going to also chat a little bit about renting versus buying. Should we do it? FHA changes in the reverse mortgage and more with Joe Vargas Behind the Badge OC. When we come back, you can reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, and on Twitter @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution? Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being, how did they do this? They brought it, the Loan Source. We're going to talk about the Mortgage Minute using the Loan Source as our sponsor today. Great information. I love this one. Think about this. Have you ever thought about getting a reverse mortgage? Are you over 62 years of age? Maybe you've got a little equity in your property. You've thought about wanting to not make another mortgage payment for the rest of your life. God, I'd love to do no mortgage payment for the rest of my life. Now, we're going to talk about that. But before we get there, we are going to talk a little bit. I'm going to share with you some proposed new consumer protections within reverse mortgages. Now, you know me, that when the government starts getting involved in a lot of things that we do from a consumer standpoint, I start looking and saying, are they really consumer protections, or are they going to help us? Are they going to hurt us? Well, there's a big question mark here, because in my opinion, a lot of times, especially in Washington, federal government,
you're absolutely useless.
Yeah. So here's some of the changes they're talking about. Now, again, one of the big things that I share all the time, you need to understand this. If you think you understand the reverse mortgage, probably throw out the knowledge, because it changes so frequently. Some of the big myths are dated back to the 1980s. Those are where a lot of people's knowledge comes from. Now, I'm going to tell you a couple things right now. These haven't even happened yet, but they're looking at them. It's coming from the FHA. Now, yes, the FHA does oversee the FHA home equity conversion mortgage, more commonly known as a reverse mortgage. So some of the changes they're looking to make is making certain that the home equity conversion mortgage counseling occurs before a mortgage contract is signed, require lenders to fully disclose all reverse loan features, cap lifetime interest increases on all reverse mortgage adjustable rates to 5%, reduce the cap on annual interest rate increases from 2% to 1%. They're also looking at including utility payments in the property charge assessment and creating a cash for keys program to encourage borrowers to complete a graceful exit from the property when that is required. Now, what is that going to do? It expects policies outlined in its proposal reduce reverse mortgage opportunities by $1.9 billion per year. Reduce them by $1.9 billion per year. Think about that. It's our seniors, and look, they're going and trying to make it more difficult to get this product. That some seniors, there's two groups of seniors here, and we'll talk about more of this with Jay Kaplan in a minute. Two of the groups that we talk about here, one group is the seniors that really, really need the reverse mortgage because they're eating cat food at the end of the month. Then there's the other group that are using the reverse mortgage for financial planning. So two completely different areas, and we need to make sure we're taking care of seniors that want these programs as well as those that need them. But that is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by the Loan Source. And we're going to talk more about these reverse mortgages right now. Jay Kaplan's in the house. Jay, one of the things I wanted to chat with you about, because I get this on a regular basis, is it a different reverse mortgage product that one would use for buying a home as opposed to refinancing a home?
No, it's actually exactly the same. It's one product that can be used either way.
Is there a mandatory amount that, I mean...
Yes.
There's a mandatory amount.
I know what you're going to say, yeah. Yeah, the same thing would go with any type of reverse, or I hate to use that term, home equity conversion program. It'd be the same type of thing. If you're just a youngster, which neither one of you guys are even old enough for me to consider a youngster, but if you just turned 62, you're looking at just slightly over 50% of the total value that can be used one way or the other as part of your home equity conversion. If you're older, you can get considerably more than that, but still there will be a limit to what you can use. So if you're going to purchase a property, say $500,000, you're going to be looking at the new home equity conversion loan, which would be the only loan on that purchase, would be about 50% or about $250,000.
And what would my payment on that be?
The rest would be down payment. Your payment, let me see, let me get my calculator here. It would be zero.
Zero.
You can make any payment you want. There's no such thing actually as a payment. Can people sometimes ask me, what's my minimum payment if I... Anything you want. It can be a dollar. It can be interest only. You can pay 2-3 years worth of interest at one time should you get some kind of a windfall and make too much money, if there is such a thing as too much money in 1 year.
Sure. So let me ask you this. So say I get a, I have, and I don't want to get too tied up into technicalities, but just for numbers sake, I have $10,000 in past interest that I haven't paid.
Uh-huh.
And it's accumulated on the loan, and I get a distribution of some sort somewhere else.
Yes.
And I want to pay that $10,000 off. Am I allowed to? Is the first question.
Of course. You can pay anything off anytime, anywhere. Yes.
Okay. So then I get a tax write-off for that $10,000 in the interest expense.
Correct.
In the year that it incurs, just like anybody else would on a mortgage.
Correct.
And does that get, if I had the adjustable product, will I now have more availability on to draw from my account?
The short answer is yes. You have to have a line of credit to start with, kind of like a credit card.
Okay.
If you've got a $10,000 credit card availability and you use it up and then pay it off, you've got $10,000 again. So
this would be the same way here.
Yeah, correct. There are loans. I don't want to get too sidetracked, but there are some loans that will not have that line of credit. For instance, a fixed rate will not.
Okay.
Adjustables that are maxed out, like that purchase I just told you, with 50% down, that would not have a line of credit per se because you're maximizing out.
So what if I don't, what determines maxing out?
Okay.
So just hypothetically on the one you spoke about earlier, if I need to put in 250 hypothetically, is what, and I put in 245 or 255.
Okay.
Now I have a $5,000 line of credit. Does that work?
Correct. That's called overfunding the down payment. Now in a refinance, it's a lot more simple.
Okay.
But we're not talking about that exactly right now. But the principle is the same, because on a refinance, you're allowed X amount the first year, and X amount must go into a line of credit unless you're completely maxed out. When you buy a property, you're going to be completely maxed out with the minimum down payment.
So you can
that makes. So, trying to keep it simple.
Absolutely. But, so we can't overfund the down payment. That's
and
an
should
option.
If you have the money, because like you said earlier, you're not going to get much interest in the bank.
Now let's go to the next step with this, Jay. Is that I have a house, hypothetically, because I can't do this. I'm too young. It's the first time I say that. You know, Jay, I have to have you in here more often. I feel good.
I think you should. I enjoy being here.
You make me feel good. So here's the idea is I have a house in Irvine, and it's a real little house because I'm going to tell you it's worth $500,000, and it's free and clear. So it's actually a garage in Irvine worth $500,000.
Yeah.
Right. And I sell that, and it's free and clear. I have no loans on it. I sell it. And I obviously then, after the expenses and everything, we'll do the perfect world. It didn't cost me anything to sell it. So now I still have $500,000. And I want to go buy that house, another house for $500,000. And I qualify for a reverse mortgage. And you said to me that we only have to put down $250,000.
Correct.
What do I do with the other $250,000?
You call Ron Siegel and find out the best place to invest that money, or to do whatever. You can do whatever you like with that money. Absolutely whatever you want.
So you can help fund your own retirement with that money.
Right.
And you still, and actually, in that case, we want to tell you put 255 down because you just told us you need a line of credit.
And the alternative is if you want to buy, you can always pay all cash, which and we can have a whole show on the value of having your house paid off or the lack of value, as a lot of us see it. But if you go ahead and rent, you've got money going down the drain.
Right.
If you do this, I had a financial planner, a very good one at one time, a little less than a year ago, tell me when his other financial planner friend said, what would you do that for? He said, well, I look at it this way. I'm just paying my rent 30 years in advance, which locks in the amount.
Sure.
If I move before, I get that back. And the value of the house is still what he would call a call option at any time. So you can't do that when you rent.
Absolutely. Great information. So another reason that you need to be talking to Jay about, if you're over 62, actually, if you're getting close to 62.
Well, I talk to a lot of the children, too. So most of the people I talk to are younger than.
Yeah. We got to get you in touch with Jay. It's financial planning. You start that early. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, more with Jay Kaplan, more with Joe Vargas, more of police appreciation. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, and on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 018 69452 and 186 6775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the VIP Hero Program. Now, if I said that I love the program, you'd probably laugh at me because you say, Ron, you created it, so of course you're going to like it. But I do. So here it is. It is for military, active, retired, reserve, law enforcement, firefighters, healthcare professionals, first responders, and teachers. We've gone out and communicated with real estate professionals, attorneys, credit repair, mortgage people, all kinds of services to get discounts for the heroes of Ron Siegel Radio. All of them. VIPHeroProgram.com. And save you maybe $5,000 to $10,000 in a real estate transaction. Think about that concept. Now, if you don't want to save that money, you don't have to call. But many people like the idea of saving money. If you want it in your pocket or somebody else, it's pretty simple. Renting versus buying. There are some new statistics that have just come out. Pulsonomics gives their statistics every quarter. They just came out a couple of days ago. Percentage of income needed to afford a median rent. This is on a national level. So historically, you've always needed 26% to rent. Now it's 30%. Percentage of income needed to afford to buy a median home. Historically, 21%. Now it's 15%. If you're renting and think you can't afford a home, think again. Low interest rates, great time to be buying. Just think, prices are going to go up and interest rates are going to go up. When is interest rates going to go up? I hear this question all the time. And I'm going to give you a very, very specific answer. I have no idea. If I knew when the interest rates were going to go up, I wouldn't be sitting here doing radio. I'd be in New York City, and there's some multi-million dollar jobs out there in New York if you could predict precisely interest rates. So I'm going to just tell you that they're not going to stay at these near record lows forever. And I would recommend buy a house. If you have a house, buy a second, and I'll put you in touch with some great people that can help with that. So during the earlier segment, we were talking to Joe Vargas, and Joe's with Behind the Badge Orange County, Behind the Badge OC. Does it stand for Orange County?
Yes, it does.
Okay, just I thought I'd throw that in there. And Cops for Kids, a couple of great organizations, but I made a comment that every police officer I've ever come in contact with, Joe, has the same goal when they leave home in the morning, right? And it's not a goal that the average civilian ever thinks about.
Well, the goal is to stay alive.
Right. Get home at the end of the day.
Yeah. I mean, we all have families. We have kids. We have people who love us who expect us to come home. And there is no doubt officers every day put themselves at risk in situations that most people would walk or run away from.
Sure. And I think I saw, day before yesterday, the Phoenix, Arizona somewhere.
Yeah, there was Officer Glasser in Phoenix, Arizona. The call of a burglary in progress comes up, and a suspect waiting in an ambush position for the officers shot and killed him. And he's got a wife and two children, from what I understand, and not something he expected to happen that day.
So when we see the police officers, again, say thank you. I mean, they're out there doing a job. He went to someplace to protect somebody to do his job and didn't know that he wasn't coming home that night. Think about that. I had a chance to have a conversation about 2 weeks ago with Sheriff Hutchins in Orange County. And one of the big areas that she shared, and I want to talk to you a little bit about this, Joe, Prop 47. Give me a little bit of your thoughts there.
Well, I think the public was sold, you know, a lie, especially when they named Prop 47 Safe Streets and Neighborhoods. It was really a misstatement. Here's what it is. Every low-level criminal is only one bad decision away from becoming a major felon. And we're releasing thousands of them every day out onto the streets. look at the rash. Look at your Facebook page. There's mail theft taking place.
Sure.
You know, there's package theft taking place. The retail industry is suffering huge losses right now from, you know, theft of goods from businesses. We really have got to rethink how many people we have out walking the streets that should be put away. Now, the one sad part about Prop 47, I really believed in, but never happened. A lot of these people are drug addicts that need rehabilitation. But like anybody who knows anybody with an addictive personality or suffering from addiction, they're not going to do it on their own. They need an incentive. And sometimes jail is that incentive. Where best to rehab them than when they're in custody?
Sure.
You know.
And you know, I'll share on air. I've got a couple of addictions, right? Obviously, my wife tells me that obesity, you know, and it's pretty obvious. Anybody that's watching us, RonSiegelRadio.tv, can see for themselves that I've beaten anorexia, right? But in many instances, what you need to do is find what are you going to trade that addiction for, right? And maybe in the incarceration, they can be taught, you know, maybe to go out and do community service, to do something that they're passionate about.
Well, when you look at the type of rehab, there really is no rehab taking place in prison. We're really just warehousing people. Once they're in there, the cops were doing their job because the jails were full.
Right. That's an interesting thought. So are you seeing, I wonder about this because I feel as a civilian citizen demoralized for what's going on in our country with respect to the way law enforcement is treated. Mm-hmm. Do the officers feel that themselves?
Well, absolutely. In fact, there was a survey done by Calibre Press where 83% of the officers did not want their child entering the same profession.
That's horrible.
And every study that I've ever read says if you have low morale, you have low productivity. And definitely officers feel the issue. Every time they're talking to their friends, family, relatives, neighbors, the question comes up, did you see the latest video? Did you read the story in the paper? What do you think? I think we've all had to become experts at police apologetics, trying to explain what we do and why we do it.
That's a shame. We need to have more people that are spending more time. You know, if we can get those articles, those stories from the police departments with their side of the story posted onto our social media, and then I would challenge everybody, because I do this anyway, so I challenge you, share it. Just hit that little tiny button on the bottom that says share. When you see something coming out from a police department, the least we can do is share what the police department is saying so that people can make at least a more educated decision for themselves. How is Behind the Badge reaching the public?
Well, what we do is we definitely reach out and try to get these stories out there. Some of our stories have gone national and international that we've shared on Behind the Badge. There is definitely an interest in the public about police stories. I can't go to any function and people find out I was a cop. They want to hear the stories.
Sure.
So we have stories to tell. We just have to be more open about sharing them and engaging the public. And in the end, they end up being better educated. You know, one of the real problems, too, is that in all the hype over police, we're losing sight of the fact that we have a real problem in some of our neighborhoods. Socioeconomic disparity, drug addiction, high school dropout rates. Those aren't being addressed. The main reasons that police conflict is occurring, we're completely ignoring.
Yeah. So you have to go a step backwards before the police involvement to find out how we can really solve these problems. It's not an issue of the police. Yeah. It's a matter of what we're doing as society before it gets to the policing level.
Well, the jails are full because somebody didn't do a good job as a parent. Some school didn't do a good job to keep a kid in school.
I love that you said that, Joe.
Yeah.
Right, because I mean, I raised my kids with the thought of applied psychology, and I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
Right, and you get into this political correct stuff that you can't scold your kids, you can't punish your kids. Well, at some point in time, they're going to get punished, and it's a shame that that's what's happening down the road. And I hope that a lot of people will go out there and join me in this call for saying thank you to what you're doing to try and bring this information to light. And what the police officers are doing and law enforcement's doing every single day to try and to keep us safe.
Okay.
Right? I mean, it's a tough job.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, I'm a second generation police officer. My dad retired from Santa Ana PD. My brother is still a detective in the robbery division. And like I've said before, anybody who knows us likes us, and those who know us well like us a lot.
I couldn't say, I'm not even going to say another word. That's about where to end, right? Thank you for what you do. We appreciate it. And we're going to keep on doing what we do in evangelizing for the police officers. If you don't like that concept, well, I've never asked to be popular. I just asked to share that. I'm going to share what I feel for people. Jay, you've got an event. I only got about 20 seconds.
Oh,
you've got an
okay.
event coming up.
Yeah, tomorrow in West Los Angeles with Susan Geffen, elder care guru. So
you okay, can where is it?
Look her up at, and it'll have all the information. SusanBGaffin.com.
Okay, perfect. We're going to share that, and we hope that you will set your first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.